Now, as we've been hearing, two men have been sentenced to life in prison for the murder of 31-year-old Josip Strok, who was attacked on a Dublin street last year and later died in hospital. 44-year-old Mark Lee of No Fixed Abode and 19-year-old Anthony Delap from Melrose Avenue in Clondalkin had denied the charge, but both were found guilty last month of the murder of Mr. Strok in March of 2024. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was in court. Paul, will you bring us back, first of all? What happened to Josip Strok?
Yeah, this was on the 30th of March last year, Rachel. Josip Strok and his friend David Druznik were out for the Easter weekend. They met a 17-year-old boy at a bus stop in Clondalkin, and Druznik asked him for a lighter. But then Druznik attacked the boy when he didn't seem to believe that he had no lighter. And Strok dragged his friend away, and they got on the bus and went home to the Grangeview estate, which was where Mr. Druznik had an apartment, and Strok, who lives in Kildare, was staying over. And during the journey home, and as they were walking towards that apartment, Mr. Strok was giving out to his friend, saying, "You're always like that when you're drunk." But once in the estate, the youths who had got on the bus as well and followed them told a 44-year-old man, Mark Lee, who was out walking his dog. Now, Lee had strong views on people that he called foreign invaders. His social media account name was anti-Irish. He said online, I'm not homophobic myself, but I am racist and I'm not afraid to say it. Lee walked his dogs around Clondalkin to, quote, keep an eye on the immigrants. And he had left a previous job because the preparation of halal food made his blood boil. He had complained to the Gardaí when they searched his home as part of this investigation that, quote, illegal immigrants were attacking kids in town and none of them were charged, and that the Irish were living on the streets because they can't get a place because of the invaders. He also expressed anti-Muslim and anti-LGBTQ sentiments. And he said to the Gardaí that, quote, illegal immigrants are running amok in this country. Now, that night, when Lee heard that a 17-year-old had been attacked, he followed Mr. Druznik and Strok, and he left his dogs back in his house, came back out. He was followed by Anthony Delap, who was just a week past his 18th birthday and had been in Mark Lee's house to smoke cannabis. They followed the two men, and when they caught up with them, Delap hit Mr. Druznik while Lee knocked Mr. Strok to the ground. Mark Lee then continued beating and kicking Mr. Strok in the head a number of times, as well as stamping on him and punching him. Now, Mr. Druznik was seriously injured during the attack, but Mr. Strok was fatally injured and he died 4 days later in hospital from his injuries.
The court, Paul, I think, heard a number of victim impact statements. What did they say?
Yeah, four members of Josip Strok's family who are from Croatia were in court to make statements. Two of them made them in person. One was his mother, Julie. She said that she had fought all her life to keep pain away from him, that he promised that nothing would happen to him, and he felt guilty for things that had nothing to do with him. She described him as a warm, loving, kind man, a big child with a great heart, proud of his family. She told a story that he bought a snow globe for his sister when he was 4 or 5 years of age, when they went to Salzburg to the scene of the movie The Sound of Music, and ever since then he had been buying snow globes for the sister, who is now over 100 of them. His brother Ivan also described his brother's murder as a brutal, cruel loss that has left us in pieces, and says that joyous occasions will never feel right. His two sisters also expressed similar sentiments in their victim impact statements.
What did the judge say?
The judge was very strong on anti-migrant sentiment in this country. Ms. Justice Mary Ellen Ring said the court cannot overlook the nature of the views expressed by Mark Lee when the Gardaí searched his home. Ugly, ill-informed and discriminatory views, she described them as. She said he had followers and supporters for these hostile and ignorant views. His reference to foreign included everyone. Now, she pointed out that as Croatians, Josip Strok and David Druznik are fellow Europeans. They are availing of their rights to live here and travel like many Irish people do as they travel and work all over Europe. And she said that many of the people who come here are of, quote, incredible value to the country. She also noted that neither Mark Lee nor Anthony Delap were working, while the two Croatian men had jobs and were contributing to society. She said they were as entitled to be here as those two, and sadly had more to offer to Irish society. She also pointed out that at no time during the proceedings did Mark Lee express his remorse, but when he was found guilty, he subsequently wrote wrote a letter of apology to Joseph Strock's family. She sentenced both Mark Lee and Anthony Delap to the mandatory term of life in prison today for the murder of Joseph Strock. There's a third man who admitted attacking his friend David Druznik, Conor Rafferty. He'll be sentenced next week.
Paul, thank you very much. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.